Are you ready for some meatball?
And now for some breaking news. The Bears have signed Andy Dalton.
Is that the best you can do?
The Bears.
Okay, we've called an emergency session here. Mark and I, big news with the Bears. They signed a quarterback. Mark, they signed a quarterback. It is Andy Dalton. All right, yeah. So, what do you got to say?
I am not happy. And I mean, ever since the news broke last night that there was like him and the Bears and the hair, him to the Niners, it was like, you know, two teams and the Bears were like really heavy for him. I'm like, no. And then when the news broke at like four that they'd signed him to a 10 million dollar deal. It's just like, why? Just why? What's the point of Dalton when you have Foles?
Well,
they're both bad to above average at best, and now you're spending just way too much cap on crummy quarterbacks. I have a lot of thoughts. Your turn. I'm gonna rant if we're not careful.
I remembered Nancy Kerrigan on the floor saying, why?
Okay, yeah, there we go.
That's kind of how I feel. Is that too soon? I don't know. Okay.
No, it's just not worth the price. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is he actually an upgrade over Foles?
No.
Same basic, you know, ceiling, floor, whatever term you want to use. He's pretty much the same player, right? Can't run, needs to be protected, supposed to be smart and reads the defense. Everybody says he's a great guy. That's great. I'm glad we're the Chicago Boy Scouts. But he's not really an upgrade, but you're paying him $10 million, which is not really starter money, but it's not exactly backup money. It's money they should be using elsewhere is the point I'm trying to make here, first of all. All right, here's the next one. Is he better than Mitch Trubisky?
No. He's not. Like one of my Packer fan friends, Dan. Shout out to Dan. Freaking Dan. He said he's like an older, less talented Mitch.
Well, he can't run, though. Mitch can run. I'm sure he's better at reading the field than Mitch. Like, everyone's better at reading the field than Mitch. That's like the one thing where it just can't get over how bad he is at something. It'll never work out.
I think that's what his point was. Yeah.
If Matt Nagy would run the right offense consistently, I would say Mitch is definitely better than Dalton. But Matt Nagy won't do that.
No.
Okay, so those are my first thoughts upon the side. Like, what's the point when you have Foles? And you know what? People are like, well, you can trade Foles. You're going to take like a $3 million cap hit to trade him. Meaning Dalton is now costing you $13 million. You currently pay Foles $6.6 million. So you're essentially saying if you trade Foles that you think Dalton is twice the player that Foles is when you do the money on the math on that money.
Why do you bring math?
Of course, absurd. Like it's just such a bad way to spend their limited cap resources, which every team has to deal with. It's just bad. Ryan Pace's two biggest problems are evaluating quarterbacks and how he allocates resources, whether it's bad money to veterans like Quinn and now Dalton, or spending way too much draft capital in weird trades that don't need to be made. He's terrible about this. And now Andy Dalton is this beautiful example of both problems.
That's a really, wow.
Sorry.
You know, I felt better about this three. No, actually, I didn't feel.
You never felt better about it. By all means, pour it on. I need it.
Well, I didn't hear. I had to turn on the score as soon as I could. I was in class when it happened. That was the way to ruin jazz band rehearsal, was to get that upgrade on the phone. I even said
they deserve better.
I even said, guys, I gotta go, and I started to walk away. And one of my colleagues was like, what happened? And I said, they signed Andy Dalton. And he laughed because he's a Chiefs fan and he has a quarterback. But anyway, I digress.
They've gotten him.
No. Why can't the Bears get him a Mahomes? They never get the opportunity.
Chris, drafting a QB is hard. Teams get it wrong all the time.
More often than not, yes.
Which is why you need to take more swings in the draft.
Right.
But understanding that a guy that you have a lot of, you know, data on is not any better than the guy already on your roster is not hard.
Right.
And going, hey, I should probably not spend $17 million on crappy backup quarterbacks. That's probably stupid. Is not hard. Here's the other thing. This is all the more devastating, if I'm honest, because of the Russell Wilson stuff. It is not the Bears' fault that Seattle is not trading Russell Wilson at this time. We'll come back to that phrase in a second.
Okay. All right.
It is the Bears' fault that they decided the answer to that was then to spend resources on a guy who's not an upgrade, because now it's going to be harder for them to go get Russell Wilson when the Seahawks are willing to trade him, which could still be this summer. Who knows? Also, Russell, stop being passive aggressive. If you want to trade, demand the freaking trade and we'll get the freaking trade done. But until you do that, which is kind of not happening, side point.
So do you think Dalton is an upgrade over Mitch?
No.
Okay. I thought that's
my where point you were is going when you they asked were all me in for Russell Wilson, which I'm all for.
Yeah, okay.
Seattle's like, eh, we don't want to give up on this 12-win team yet, which can't really blame them. But the Bears then, according to all the Rappaports and Schefters of the world, signed Dalton. But why? All that gives you is less money to work with for a potential Russell Wilson trade if it develops later. Or if Carr gets traded. You know, like, why would you handcuff yourself with this Dalton deal when he's not any better than Foles? Do they actually think he's better than Foles?
They would have to, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Or they decided to sign a quarterback that could compete with Foles for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, no, that guy's too good for Foles. We can't have a quarterback competition.
We didn't really get to do it right last year because of the COVID. Let's have another quarterback competition. We'll blow it up like the kickers and tight ends, and we'll have eight of them. No, here's another point that I really want to make sure I make before we, you know, try to enjoy this somehow. Talking to you is always fun.
Yes.
Talking Bears is iffy. Depends on the news. But what is the process by which you determine to sign Andy Dalton? What happens in your head if you're Ryan Pace and the Bears brass that gets you to Andy Dalton?
Well, this is where I was going before I sidetracked myself. When I was finally able to flip on the score, they had Hub on. And he, I don't know if you heard this, but he said it seems you did you hear this? Okay, it sounds like they're just trying to kick Mitch out the door, like it's kind of an insult slap in the face to him, like, this is how much we don't like you, we're gonna sign Andy Dalton for a year.
Yep. So Hub has been like super goofy the last 2 weeks. He acted like the Russell Wilson thing was fan driven. It's not. It was his agent leaking four teams including the Bears. Like, that's a big story. And he didn't seem to understand certain things about the cap. And he kept using this weird phrase that lots of Chicago media said, oh, the Bears have a lot of work to do, as if everyone in the league doesn't have work to do in the
offseason. 31 teams have
work to do. Oh, how dare the Bears have work to do. But he was pretty good the day on this.
Hmm.
So, and I was hoping he'd have more positive things to say about Dalton to help me out, but he didn't.
If there's anyone that is like a good counterbalance to meatballery, it's him, but he was not today. Yeah.
No, and I was like, dang it.
So what's
and
the
Parkins was hilarious on the whole topic. Just dead on accurate like the entire time. Now that he's over his naggy man crush, he's back to being really good radio, I think.
Yeah, and his Foles crush. Remember, I even tweeted him this today, the reminder that when Foles took over last year, he said that this was going to be the best Bears offense that he's seen in his lifetime. And today, like not even a year later, like 6 months later, he's saying how Nick Foles is bad. So I eventually wanted to remind him.
I got to give him that. It was just, you know, if you're paid to have takes, you're going to have some bad ones. It's fine.
Well, that's
I like him still.
I do too. I just, but it felt like a good time to, you know.
But the so back to the process.
That reminds me too much of Trestman. Can you use a different word?
No, because Trestman. The Bears use it. Okay. They collaborated.
They collaborate. They don't have a process.
Bill Lazor. Exactly.
Pew,
right.
pew, pew.
who had coached Andy Dalton, and since they had a history, that means they should bring in Andy Dalton.
Well, this
is why I want a real football czar who's like, no, he's not good enough. I'm not spending the money on him. I don't care if you worked with him. Collaboration sucks when you're all morons.
I thought they were going to do this last year, to be honest, because of Bill Lazor. And it didn't happen.
Yeah, and I was worried about it then. I didn't want it. Instead, gosh, Chris, there's just so many ways this is dumb. Let's break it down another way.
Okay.
Last year, Andy Dalton was about to be cut. The whole league knew it because of Joe Burrow. Like,
right. Pretty
staring
good
everybody
rookie
in the
yeah
face.
Mm-hmm.
No one thought he was going to be back. The Bears went ahead and traded a pick for Nick Foles and extended him for $20 million guaranteed for 3 years. And now this year, they turn around and sign Andy Dalton to replace Nick Foles. But they could have had Dalton before. Like, Robert Mays pointed this out on Twitter in just a hilarious tweet. And he's like, this is objectively hilarious. I'm like, it is. If I wasn't so busy being mad about it, I would laugh about it. But that process is just so stupid. How could you expect to get better results if the process is always dumb?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what's the big picture here, because one-year contract, that's it. That's just – he's going to be here 1 year, and that's it. He's going to be bad, and they're going to be in the same boat next year. But so what's the – Pace and Nagy need to win, or do they not? Are they safe?
That's the scariest thought of the whole day.
Yes.
The scariest thought of the whole day is, shouldn't Pace be more urgent about this than this?
That's the thing. He's either not worried about his job or he's dumb. And I don't know which one is worse.
I don't know. He's dumb about quarterbacks.
Yes.
He's good at certain things and really bad at other things. And that's why he's maddening. I will go back to another point that I have shared with a few other friends, like my buddy Brian and cousin Nate. Nate and I talked. Poor cousin Nate had to talk to me for 40 minutes about this.
Cousin Nate, thanks for listening. Yeah, cousin Nate,
he deserves a shout out and
Brian,
some meatball merchandise or something.
I know. I my guy still hasn't printed my shirts. I gotta talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, at least there's some news there. So like we broke it down. It was like, how much of this is also explained by that stupid press conference? Right, like they are linked to Trent Williams. He's like, nope, no thanks. Well, you can't do it now. You spent $10 million on Andy Dalton, but I wouldn't sign with the Bears if I was a top tier free agent. All you can do is 1 year Andy Dalton's because the whole franchise is in lame duck mode. Look at all the assistants who left. Yeah. A-Rob's ticked off. Like a lot of the problem here goes back to that terrible decision to keep them both and that maddening press conference where they celebrate a losing streak. Use the word collaboration like 50 times and won't tell you Pace's contract details like it's a nuclear technology secret. You know, like
these guys get away with it. They kept their heads up in a 6-game losing streak. That's how we knew they were the right guys.
They tried to spin a 6-game losing streak into a positive. The point I'm trying to make is at the top of the organization, the process is still utterly moronic, and until that all changes, what there's nothing's going to change. Here we are, you know, like it's just Ted Phillips has to go. McCaskey's got to like bring in a real football guy and just let him do his thing, because this whole model doesn't work. George gets on the radio, he's like, oh, I think it's great, our process and our method and our structure is great. No, it's terrible. That's why you suck for 20 years.
Yeah, so is the plan now, and you know, who really knows? Because anyway, is the plan now to try to get higher in the draft and snag?
I sure hope so.
Because no one's gonna be around and pick 20. We know that. We've gone through it many times. Maybe Kyle Trask from Florida is around at 20. Maybe. But that seems like a stretch to, you know, to get him in the first round. So what can they do? I mean, is it
okay?
I guess part of me is still thinking, okay, Pace has to have some kind of other plan here. Like when you signed Glennon, you at least knew that, okay, he's going to draft a guy. They're going to have
a high pick, and people love to kill him for that. I don't kill him for that at all. That was purely because they had a crap ton of cap space and he wanted to deflect from that he was going to draft a QB. He was trying to throw everybody off. It wasn't a real swing at a QB. Stop blaming him for Glenn and everyone. He didn't care. He knew it was a joke. That was the whole point. It was to just be a deflection. So I don't know. Cousin Nate and I broke down all these little scenarios where it could be part Cousin of something Nate. Bigger. And we tried to find a way to not hate it. And then at the end, we hang up, you know, and like 10 minutes later, we're texting. It's like, we're morons. This is the plan. They have no better plan. There is no bigger scenario. Or like immediately, we're like, nope, back to being depressed. But I'll say this. I have a couple ideas. One, can I give you what I think they're going to do and what I think they should do, but they're not smart enough to do it. So please hire me.
Yes.
How's that for arrogance? All right. What I think they're going to do is they're going to try to move up in the draft and they're going to try to trade Foles. Of course, no one's going to want him. If it's Dalton v. Foles in August, holy crap. So as mad as I am now about the whole process, I'm trying to write, wait a second. There's still a lot that can happen between now and, you know, training camp. Let's see what the QB room looks like. Because right now it's the worst one in the league tied for with like sure. Washington. It's a horrible QB situation.
Someone said to me, well, what about Jacksonville?
How do they move up? To where? For whom?
Right.
For the fifth QB? Right. There's a lot of problems there, which we'll obviously talk a lot about QBs in the future pods leading up to the draft now. But if they were really clever, what they would do, I swear, this is what I think they should do. They need to trade A-Rob to the Jets. You're not getting the second overall pick, but they're loaded with draft picks. For their later first round, the one from Seattle. Now you got two picks to play with on draft day. And in the meantime, you sign Kenny Galladay. Just like we talked about 6 months ago on this podcast, I said they may not want to extend A-Rob because if the cap goes down, they may think the market will come back down. And now people are tweeting about how the receiver's like, man, no one's spending any money on us. Mm-hmm. You could trade A-Rob. Get Galladay, who's not as good, but he does some things better, and he is good. And you have extra picks to play with. And then either kind of hang on to those and hope you can work something out with Seattle yet again. If they sign nobody and Russell Wilson's upset, you know, maybe he does demand a trade. Who knows? But you get a malcontent off the team, but you don't really take a huge hit at the position. And then you got two picks to work with, which at that point, it's more realistic to actually trade up.
Yeah, otherwise they'd have to give up this year's first and probably next year's first to trade up.
Yeah, and then you're going to do what? To trade up to get Mac Jones? And then what if he sucks? Then you suck and you don't have your first anymore. Well, that's not really a great scenario.
That was my question. How high up realistically could they get and who's still going to be there? Because BYU kid, Wilson, he'll be gone. He'll be gone top three, maybe four, two. You think he'll be number two?
People seem to think he's going second.
Okay.
They don't really know. I mean, it's all guesswork.
And then you got Ohio State. So there's three. Who's the fourth one?
Trey Lance.
He's from South Dakota or whatever.
With like 19 starts and FBS competition.
But yeah, so that's
– like athletic is all get out. But totally high upside.
Reminds me of Mitch. Yeah.
Too much Mitch there. Yeah. And then Mac Jones.
So he's realistically the only one they could possibly have a chance at getting.
I would say Lance, too, because no one really knows what the NFL is going to think of him. But he's a tough evaluation because of the stuff we just mentioned. Okay, the first three are out of the question. There's too much to spend to get up there. They're long gone.
So Trey Lance, Mac Jones.
So do you move next year's first when you might totally suck? And you should keep that pick just to move up to take the fifth QB.
Oh, boy. That's desperation. But, I mean, again, they're not acting like their jobs are on the line with this.
Well, they made the playoffs even though they had a six-game losing streak. They're veritable football gods, Chris. I think they're just dumb enough to believe all the stuff they said in that press conference.
Oh, that makes sense.
I thought they was just blowing smoke up everybody's butt, but now I'm like, maybe they're just that dumb.
They have to be, or
Ted and George are definitely that dumb.
George is a real meatball. Yeah.
So, you know, it's all bad, man. It's hard to put a good positive spin on this. The best thing they could do right now is ride it out and just be terrible and fire everyone and have a high pick next year.
So instead of helping their cap situation for quarterback, they made it worse.
Yes.
Also, in a year where the cap's going to be lower.
They made it worse without getting any better at the position in a year that they're supposed to win or get fired.
So do you think that there was some...
That's why my cousin and I are like, maybe it's part of some bigger thing that can't be done yet. And that brings me back to the Schefter tweet where he said Seattle doesn't want to trade Russell Wilson at this time. And Schefter's like not, you know, prone to hyperbole. He's super careful with his words. It's like, wait a minute. What does that mean? But then I'm a fan who desperately wants Russell Wilson, so I cannot be trusted.
Boy, we went from maybe Deshaun Watson to maybe Russell Wilson to Andy Dalton.
And that's a part of this. If it was just like no other big rumors, I'd be like, he's not better than Mitch. Yeah, whatever. But it is a crippling crash back to earth.
I picture this is the same thought process the girl I went to prom with had.
Probably.
The Andy Dalton of prom dates.
That's you, my friend.
That is me.
Yeah. But like, is at this time mean they want to wait till after June 1st when they can spread out his cap hit? Is that even a possibility, or am I just dreaming still?
So you're holding on to at this time.
Well, Chef, why does Schefter say it? He never says maybe stuff without purpose.
It's not just a quote or direct.
Could
quote?
Be next year. Yeah, but why would they like? They would just be like, "We're not trading Russell Wilson." Period. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's flimsy. It's, of course, nothing to go on. I'm just saying, like, maybe the Bears are like, all right, we got to sign somebody. We're still going to try this Russell Wilson thing, but who can we sign that won't break the bank too much that might be better, which is not. But I'm just trying to figure out what their little tiny brains are doing up there at Hollis Hall. And that's the only way I can spin this into not something to be really irritated by.
Do you think Mitch is
just biding their time for the big swing?
Oh boy, it's hard to.
And it's just a pure guess. And I don't even think it's true. I'm just giving you the only other scenario.
Sure. Do you think Mitch is going to get more wherever he signs?
I doubt it. I think he'll get more years, but not more. He won't get a 10-year average, 10 mil average. That makes sense? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Like two years, 16 or something.
So we paid more for a worse quarterback.
I think so.
That's what it seems.
That they're not sick of. That's pretty much what it is. And I'm not saying Mitch is any good. Please
don't get that wrong. No, no. Mm-mm.
I just don't see the point. Unless it's part of something bigger. And then I'm like, but why is it something bigger? They've proven to be so incompetent. How could you possibly trust that?
And with what? That's the thing. They
Here's the other scary thought. You trade up and draft Mac Jones. Does that buy you time as Ryan Pace? Era, like, oh, well, let's see how the quarterback he picked is.
I mean, that would at least would make – I would understand that if they drafted a good
That's why I'm afraid know, they're going like, to crazy trying to trade up for just a decent fifth QB on the board.
But, again, like you said, I mean, it's going to take a lot just to do that. And they hurt their chances by making this decision with Andy Dalton. So
totally unnecessary when you already have Nick Foles, considering – that you can't trade Nick Foles without a cap penalty.
Yeah. Who's older?
If you could just get rid of Foles and keep Dalton and it would be no difference, fine. Take a shot on a different crappy old guy. Dalton's a year older, I think. They're about the same, though.
Okay.
Dalton's had way more, like, years of good play. Like, Foles has his weird spasms of brilliance, and then he's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Dalton's, like, consistently got, you know, 28, 30 touchdown seasons and 3,000 to 4,000 yards. To be fair, he's got a couple seasons that would be the best season a Bears QB's ever had. They're just 5 and 6 years ago. You know?
Like, right. Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, I don't know how they don't understand this at Hollis Hall. Like, you're not getting 27-year-old Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Like, they should, you know, they come out and say, we've signed Eric Dickerson to a contract.
Here, I'm going to walk right into.
Because he was really good in 84.
Yeah, 83.
84.
Now, here's a point you're going to love. I'm going to walk right into one of your favorite points.
Okay.
Andy Dalton got to play with the Dallas Cowboys weapons, although not their good line. They were all hurt. But he got to play with their weapons last year, like Dak, and he still stunk. now he's going to play with Darnell Mooney and who?
But we like Darnell Mooney.
I know, but he's not Amari Cooper and CJ Lamb. And
that was really a reference to George. Yeah. Why do you trust these guys? Well, they kept their heads up in the 6-game losing streak, and we like Darnell Mooney. That was pretty much George in the press.
One draft pick and a 6-game losing streak. That's a real good baseline for success. Why are the Bears bad again? Oh, right. The organization and the ownership and president. Can I ask you another depressing question?
Yes, please do.
I want you to answer this as honestly as you can.
Oh, boy.
In the last 20 years, how many teams have been more poorly ran from the top down than the Bears?
The Bulls.
In the NFL.
Oh, in the NFL.
And the Bulls are way more fun right now. The Bulls are the Chicago Great Hope. What is happening?
I know.
No, seriously, how many teams?
Jeez. 2 or 3. I mean, Cleveland for a while there. Cincinnati's had more playoff appearances than the Bears.
Less wins, more appearances. So we can call that a push, right? Like just call that one even. Okay, great.
Jacksonville. So we're keeping
company with the Bengals.
And the Jaguars.
Jags are worse. Browns are worse. Lions are worse.
Yeah.
Bengals are basically even. We're a bottom 5 franchise, my friend, because of how they run the organization. Sorry to say. It's just true, though.
Hey, remember, Sports Illustrated did a thing about 15 years ago about what was the worst franchise in sports. They were worse than the Bears. Oh, wait, that was the Chicago Blackhawks. Never mind.
They had a dynasty in between.
Yeah, well, shortly after that Bill Wirtz died and Rocky.
Did you stick around the score long enough to hear Wani with Parkins and Spiegel?
Part of it. He likes the signing, doesn't he? He likes it. That makes sense.
I liked it when he's like, if you guys were in my coaching room, I'd tell you to look at your shirts and get your chins up. What are you all depressed and moping? He was like really mad. Maybe we should have Wani interview Ryan Pace sometime.
Oh, he's got a knee.
Where's my bourbon? And then he said something I thought at the end, like, I think is worth returning to. Maybe. This is like way hard to predict. He said that he thinks the only way there'll be big changes is if fans can be there fully. And by the end of the year, they're so irritated by the team, they're not.
Mm.
Not because he thinks the Bears ownership is cheap. They aren't cheap. They're stupid. They're not. There's a difference.
Yes.
But that they're always bothered when the fans check out. And that's like over the years been a key indicator that they're going to make changes. Because Emery and Trestman only got two years. Yeah. Emery got 3. Trestman got 2. Mm-hmm. And part of that's because December games were, you know, half capacity before COVID. So if the vaccines are done and COVID is not as huge a deal and they're like 80% and then the Bears are only rocking like 60, it seems that might help the cause. I thought that was worth pointing out. Because I'm a little worried right now that with this kind of maneuver as the quarterback fix, that Ryan Pace knows something we don't about his job security.
Yeah.
I sure hope not. But
like I said at the outset, other than stupidity, that's the only thing that makes sense, is that he feels safe with his job.
Thank goodness they're stupid, my friend, because that's still the most likely.
Now, he did, you know, Pace did pull off the Khalil Mack trade. Well, there was more to play with there, I guess. And once you and I were texting about this yesterday, we were reminded once again that no question the Bears won that trade. But I they're going to have to give up so much to even move up to get a player.
I don't love
like
that.
The fifth best at their position coming out of the draft.
Look, the top two aren't, they're not going to be traded. Like, no, they're not going to give up the top two picks. So those two are gone. And now you're looking like Fields, big question marks. Lance, humongous question marks. Mac Jones, big question marks. Like, what's the point at that point? That's too risky. Trading a bunch of picks to get Russell Wilson and do the win now while your defense is there. Yeah. That's perfectly, exactly what they should have done, which if they did try. I will try to be fair. They went for that home run as they should. And Seattle's like, we won 12 games. We're not doing it yet. I don't know if that means you can get him to do it later in the summer or if you're talking next year.
You know, that's a good point, but too. But that's
different than doing that for an unknown young QB with question marks. I know the best way to build a team is a young QB, but I just think there's question marks too many of them with these guys after the top two.
That brings up this question I just thought of. What does that say about the Bears' defense and their window, you know, to be a, you know, really strong, great defense? They can't maintain that waiting for a young quarterback to develop.
They don't have enough time. He has to be good right out of the gate.
So what does that mean for this defense? Is he going to trade? Is Pace going to trade some of our players now for assets?
I am surprised there's not been more restructures or extensions. There's been three restructures, all good things. You know, they all made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't done Kyle Fuller an extension or figured out Hicks,
mm-hmm.
both of which are pretty surprising to me. I mean, I said forever ago, we talked about this too. I mean, we both talked about it. I don't know it all. I don't mean that. But there's no way Kyle Fuller's playing on $20 million. Next year's $20 million that he makes. No way. But that would be crazy. Again, allocation of resources. Then again, it's Ryan Pace. So who knows?
It's just a big circle.
We were going to free up some cap space, but it was, I didn't want to do it.
But Andy Dalton was available. So screw that. I guess what I'm saying is
that we're excited about Andy Dalton.
We were fired up.
We collaborated.
Like his hair. We like Andy's hair. Andy's hair looks fired up.
You know, they have a thing for gingers.
They do.
At least this one's not a giraffe. By all accounts, he runs a really marvelous foundation for like
great
terminally ill children. And I want fantastic. To really like him. I do. I guess he takes them to like amusement parks and spends like the entire day with them.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Tim Tebow's a great guy too.
I just wish he was a better QB or not my team's QB. Like,
do you?
Why did we sign him?
In relation to the
terminally ill children of Chicago. Yeah.
Thinking about the defense, do you sign Andy Dalton to a one-year contract because you're in win now mode?
Well, this is the whole question, right? Like, are they that dumb, or are they just not desperate, or is it part of something bigger? Because the defense basically has a one-year prove-it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Desai has to get that thing humming quick. Eddie Jackson has a lot to prove. Goldman coming back has a lot to prove. Hicks, if he's still on the team, has a lot to prove. Fuller, if he's not been extended, has a lot to prove. Mack has a lot to prove. They all do, except for Roquan. It could be an amazing defense still. They could do it. It could be a bounce-back year with the Fangio-style system. That's what they're pinning their hopes on.
Boy, it sure is. If they think that they this have any kind of shots this year. Yes. Yes.
Right now it's worse because I don't know what's going on with A-Rob.
And you have another – do you have two quarterbacks that can't move?
And the last time we did that, Nick Foles was out there looking like he was 87 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's the other thing too, though. That's the other thing that kind of makes me mad, actually. We all hated how Foles was playing. No revisionist history. He stunk because he needs protection. And the Eagles gave it to him, and the Bears didn't, and the Jags didn't, and he's bad when he doesn't have it.
He doesn't need protection as much as Philip Rivers. Sorry, go ahead.
Slow down. He did not get to play with the better revamped interior of the line.
True.
And so, like, if they're like, well, he was just awful, screw it, get rid of him. But, I mean – but you don't actually know because the line was an absolute train wreck with the injuries and the lack of talent and Coward in there. Like, maybe Foles would be okay or about Dalton level, mighty Dalton level, with the better revamped O-line. The whole move is so unnecessary. I just can't get over it. And the Bears' odds for the Super Bowl actually went down after the new starter.
Another friend of mine sent that to me right before we started.
My buddy Brian just sent that to me. But I want Brian to know I already saw that because his gambling degeneracy has spread to me checking such things, even though I don't ever gamble. No, actually, it's just because they're posted on the Bears Reddit, which is where I spend all my time. One other question I have. No one that I know of has brought this up on the radio. Maybe someone did and I missed it. But do you remember when Foles and Nagy got into their weird little back and forth on the sideline, and then Foles was autoing plays, and then Nagy mocked Foles having a wristband.
Yes, I remember that. I don't remember when.
Are they honestly just pissed off at Foles, and they were just not going to bring him back because of that? Is that like a burned bridge that they just didn't really say? Because I'm like, I'm trying to make sense of the Dalton signing. Maybe they think Foles, you know, and Nagy will never get along.
That could be. I mean, maybe Hub was onto something, what he said about Mitch, you know, sending a message to Mitch. But yeah, maybe to Foles too. Maybe.
But again, you got to eat money to get rid of Foles. But maybe they don't care. Maybe they just want him off the team because he and Nagy are just not going to get along. But they did have that little whatever that was. I don't know.
They did.
I'm totally guessing. I have no idea. I'm just trying. Like, this is what this move has done. It makes you think of all these crazy theories because you can't make sense why they would do it.
Maybe 3-4 months from now, we'll be saying, hey, remember when they signed Andy Dalton to be the backup quarterback before blah, 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 and they got blah, blah, blah. Maybe. Well,
Parkins was like, but Coach Wani, you and I have coached the same amount of franchise quarterbacks. It was hysterical. And Wani's like, Kramer was his best QB. Like, this is about the Bears just trying to recapture Eric Kramer whenever we do these stupid veteran signings that aren't any good.
He benched Eric Kramer for Rick Meyer.
I was like, yeah. And then Meyer, the worst move in franchise history by far, at least in my lifetime.
Wasn't it two?
Yeah, well, one was like the 12th pick, and I don't remember the rest.
For Rick Meyer? I don't know quarterbacks. I mean, I agree that Eric Kramer was the best quarterback he had, but even Wani wanted to try. The year all that happened, it was the year after the Packers won the Super Bowl, and my good buddy Dan was my roommate for a semester.
The Packers,
always
because of the quarterback. Hey, aren't you excited for NBC to add another QB to the Bears QB versus the Green Bay QB graphic on Sunday Night Football that, you know, they just can't wait to tell us all about?
Yeah. That's,
and then when he gets hurt and a rookie replaces him, they can add another one.
Oh, I'm buying a Tyler Bray jersey now.
How about Kellen Mond?
Who?
Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. The guy Chris Sims thinks is the third or something best QB in the class. Sims nails it. He's really good at this. He had Mahomes as the best. He had all kinds of rankings. He's really good with QB evaluations for some reason. And he thinks everyone's sleeping on Kellen Mond. He's the guy who put up like 400 and something yards on Alabama, but they lost a shootout.
Mm.
And I'm like, could you get him in the second?
Maybe. And you know,
I want them to spend a bunch of resources. I'd really want to hold on to next year's first if we're not getting a star QB with it, because I think there's a chance they're terrible.
And you can absolutely find good quarterbacks in later rounds. That's not the issue. Wilson was a third rounder, wasn't he?
Dak was a fourth.
Dak was fourth. Of course, the great Tom Brady was sixth. So there are examples out there.
You see, he gave another discount, and then Shaq Barrett gave them a discount. He sets this trend where he takes less money, and then the rest of the team does it.
He wants to win.
Yeah. Kudos to him. Yeah, they happen. They're rare, but they happen. What's really weird is how rare the Super Bowl winner is the top five pick. It's like absurd how rare that is.
Yeah.
It's like both Mannings, and then it's like, that's it.
Yeah. Or the last time.
Pick 10th.
Do you know the last time an MVP won the Super Bowl? Did we talk about this once?
Yeah, it's been forever.
It was Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
In 1999.
Undrafted.
That was the last time.
Undrafted. Just get lucky once, Bears. Just one time. That's why you got to keep trying.
Yeah.
Draft three of them. I don't care. Just try.
Yeah. And, a good quarterback could definitely be there in a later round, but the problem is our guy doesn't seem to know how to pick good quarterbacks.
He doesn't try to pick them. He picked Mitch. That was it.
And that was his best decision for quarterback.
Yeah, the position.
That was his best one.
And also, like, an all-time worst draft decision ever. In hindsight, which is not always that fair, but still.
So it balances out, right?
Yeah. So let's keep him, obviously.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Oh, that's thoroughly depressing.
And they told us a 6-game winning streak was one of the reasons why, or a losing streak was one of the reasons why.
Wow.
We mock the Lions. No, we are the Lions.
We might be worse than the Lions now.
The Lions traded Stafford, and we still have the worst QB in the division. Like, they got rid of a decent one. Thinking, well, now you're like, okay, cool. Someone else will have a worse QB. Jared Goff is the Lions QB. Oh, nope, we've got it. Don't worry. Got you covered. Kirk Cousins, come on down. You're the second best QB.
Wow.
Can we make fun of the Packers for a minute? Let's have
yes. What? How can we?
Oh, this is great. The Packers last draft drafted a QB and a running back with their first two picks. And since then, their incumbent QB has won the MVP, and their running back Pro Bowl player, who they thought they were replacing with the second round pick, they went ahead and extended him. So both those two picks are blocked by someone under contract at the moment through their rookie contracts, making the picks essentially pointless.
That does make me feel a little bitter.
Although I think Jordan Love pick angered Rodgers so much that he went ahead and went, you know, crazy like he did.
You know, that would fit the facts of what we've seen. That's for sure. But thankfully, it prevented the Packers from getting better in other places like they needed to, like on defense, for example. So, yeah. So, no Super Bowl for you.
Who are they going to be cutting? They got to cut some people. They lost their all-pro center. They are definitely a worse team right now than they were at the end of the year.
And they're still way better than us.
So are the Bears.
Yeah, so are the... All right, can we end this on a positive note in any way?
Well, we kind of made fun of the Packers.
Oh, yeah. Take that,
the Lions Green Bay. Didn't keep their most important offensive player.
That's very
when they
true.
Could have franchise tagged him. The Vikings are still a football team, and they're not doing much. Our division sucks. It's a shame we don't have a great QB because it's right there on the team for us.
Yeah.
Baseball soon.
Yay.
No.
I did switch my flags on the house. I took the Bears flag down and put the Cubs flag up.
Yeah.
Maybe I did that a day too soon.
I switch out my gym bag. I bought my Cardinals duffel bag today so I could switch it out with my Bears one because I'm now
going nice.
To wear my take my Bears stuff to the gym. let's see. Hang on. I have to I have a mea culpa. I made fun of the Cubs pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Cardinals pitching has been terrible this spring, except for Wainwright. So that's on me.
Well, let's wait till the regular season starts.
We're coming back to the pack.
Yeah. I am looking forward to baseball. It's going to help ease the pain of the Bears.
Yeah. So the Cubs offense picks up where it left off, and then you're just like totally miserable, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen too.
Yeah. There's no way all of the young guys that were really good are bad again.
Mm-hmm.
Like between Baez, Bryant, Rizzo, I know they're not super young anymore. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean,
in their Baez, late 20s now.
Yeah, they're not like old or anything. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have a bounce back. It was the weird COVID season that we shouldn't make too much of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, thinking that they're all going to bounce back is probably a bit much. How about them Bulls? Zach LaVine
Bulls.
With 40 points tonight. There's my happy note.
Yeah, they've been the surprises of Chicago teams for sure.
They're not really that good yet, but they're pretty fun. I've enjoyed the games I've watched because they run up and down. And
it's fun to watch your team get good, though. That is fun.
That's Bernstein's point, and it's one of the best things he's ever said. The best two things in a sports fan life with relative to his team is a championship – or when they're starting to get good for the first time in a while. You still have tons of hopes that get dashed. You don't have the, oh, we didn't make it. Like when Derrick Rose was good and you thought they had a chance to beat LeBron, it never happened, but those first couple of years of Rose getting the Bulls back to being good were really fun.
Yep. 2018 was fun for a while. Yeah.
What's worse, the false hope from 2018 or the false hope from this QB stuff?
Oh, 2018, because...
Oh, no. Now we're ending on a bad note.
Because at that point, we still thought that Mitch was going to be the quarterback long-term. You know, that he was learning it. Like, look, it's his first year with this new coach, and they're 12-4.
all the conversations where we're like, yeah, but we knew he had to learn. Okay, he's not Mahomes, but he'll be fine. You know, like we were all trying to reconcile what we were watching and the good Mitch, bad Mitch type stuff. And it's like, never mind. He's just not good.
Boy, that did end on a bad note again, didn't it?
It did. It's just really difficult right now.
I just...
All right, how about this? The offseason's not over. The draft hasn't even happened.
Okay.
The price screws... See, I can't do it. Sorry.
That's the thing. Either... if they get a young quarterback, then they're definitely losing some defensive players because that's the only thing they can trade for capital to get a young quarterback, which means it's going to be a few years of rebuilding. And
or they're trading next year's first, which I hate that thought again.
Right, now, hold on a second, because last week you made a whole good case for first-round picks being
– Yes, but because it
– Explain yourself, sir.
In the late 20s. I'm saying don't trade next year's in case you suck and need it for a QB.
Oh, we could be a top five. Okay. Yeah. All right. Dalton fine. Yeah. I'll give you that. Okay. Don't.
But maybe the rest of the deep. Maybe the defense bounces back. Great. That'll be fine.
Then it'll be.
I mean, they won't be in the top five pick.
They'll have a top five defense, a 28th ranked offense, and 8-8.
And that's the Bears.
And they got their seventh wild card spot. Look, 3 years out of four made the playoffs.
Oh, boy. This is the nightmare. This is the football purgatory.
Yeah.
How about Drew Brees retired?
Yeah, good for Drew. Good career. Hall of Famer. Never won an MVP, though. That's strange.
One of the great regular season QBs of all time, for sure. Mm-hmm. One of the greats, period. But top 10 QB, top couple by stats, which I don't think tells the whole story or anything, but
yeah,
quite the career.
Yeah, hang them up, Mr. Breeze. Yeah. All right, well, let's lick our wounds and then talk again next week, shall we?
I need to hibernate from Bears rumors for a while.
yeah,
we'll talk next week
for sure. All right, later. All right. Thanks everyone, for listening. Yep.
You've been meatballed.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
What in the blue was that?
Bears.
I wish I knew how to quit you.